A direct appeal to Congress. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Tomorrow, U.S. lawmakers will hear from Ukraine's president, who's been appealing for a no-fly zone. Today, President Biden signed a spending plan that includes more than $13 billion in help for Ukraine, both military and humanitarian aid.
This war has turned nearly 3 million Ukrainians into refugees, with numbers growing every single day. And that's on top of the 12 million people who require humanitarian assistance inside of Ukraine.
President Biden plans to attend a NATO summit in Brussels, now set for later this month. A delegation from the European Union has arrived in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, an unprecedented wartime visit.
What's even more remarkable is the prime ministers of the Czech Republic, Poland, and Slovenia came by train. They had to go from the west of the country all the way to the center of this war-torn country. The Ukrainian prime minister tweeted, "The courage of true friends." The Czech prime minister said the goal is to express unequivocal support of the EU for Ukraine.
Fox's Mike Tobin in Lviv. A Fox News cameraman and a consultant have been killed in Ukraine. Pierre Zakshevsky and Alexandra Sasha Koshinova were in the field with correspondent Benjamin Hall yesterday when their vehicle was struck by incoming fire. Hall remains hospitalized. Tips from the public, surveillance footage as well, help lead to the suspect accused of shooting at least five homeless people in New York City and D.C., killing two.
30-year-old Gerald Brevard of Southeast D.C. was taken into custody by our partners in the Washington Field Office of the ATF.
Washington Metro Police Chief Robert Conti also thanking investigators in New York City, where police say there's not enough evidence yet for an arrest. In D.C., the charges so far include first-degree murder. Police also noting federal charges are possible. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Fed nominee pulls out of the running amid growing opposition in the Senate.
President Biden's nominee for the top regulatory post at the Federal Reserve is withdrawing her nomination after opposition appeared to block any path to a confirmation. Sarah Bloom Raskin is a former Treasury Department official. Republicans and Democrat Joe Manchin signaled opposition over her views on the fossil fuel industry.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. Manchin's opposition dooming confirmation in the 50-50 divided Senate, but the White House had stood by Raskin. She and other Fed picks have been stalled by a Republican boycott in the Senate Banking Committee. A leader of the Proud Boys is ordered to stay in jail until his trial. A magistrate judge siding with prosecutors who say Henry Enrique Tarrio poses a danger to the community. He's accused of leading a plot to stop Congress from certifying President Biden's 2020 election, even though he wasn't at the Capitol during the January 6th riot. The defense calls the evidence weak and denies that Tarrio instructed anyone to go into the Capitol building. Labrador retrievers are still top dog on an annual list of most popular breeds.
More labs are registered with the American Kennel Club than any other breed 31 years in a row now. Poodles were number one before that, going back to 1960, and they're back in the top five now for the first time since 1997. French Bulldogs, Golden Retrievers, and German Shepherds are ranked 2, 3, and 4. The rarest of the 197 recognized breeds is the Norwegian Lundahound. A newly recognized breed, the Bure Terrier, debuts at number 82. The Cane Corso, first recognized in 2010, has now climbed to 21st on the list. Chris Foster, Fox News.
A big rally on Wall Street as oil prices tumbled and inflation worries ebbed a bit. The Dow gaining 599 points, the S&P and the NASDAQ more than 2%. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.